back to the Randall report. To mark a... Sorry, hello?
I said good afternoon.
Good afternoon, of course. This is my illustrious husband and a cohort, Matt. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Pardon?
I said you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. To mark my timely return after a bit of a sabbatical, or our timely returning... when really, of course, we've really just been avoiding the endless and vacuous bollocks that's been on Instagram, Facebook, X, which is, of course, formerly Twitter. And I suppose I could say I've had a bit of writer's block, surrounded by all that negativity.
There's lots of juicy stuff to talk about now, though, isn't
there? Well, there's lots of juiciness. There's lots of juiciness, of course. And... And I confess, we did rather have a splendid time away on holiday, lying on the beach for a few weeks, didn't we?
Of course.
Yes. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, we're back again for all you listeners, and with a measure of humility. So let's get going. So we've got a general election ahead, Matt. So announced a couple of weeks ago, and... when us the people get to finally choose who's going to be the next Prime Minister and not a bunch of Tory members from the leafy suburbs who know bugger all about anything other than what they pay their housekeeper.
That's very true.
This election campaign, of course, has barely got underway.
Lots of controversy already.
Controversy. That's a big word, isn't it?
Mm.
And of course, the Conservative Party have already angled once at a bit more bloodletting, suggesting that Mr. Sunak, the current incumbent, might even be replaced before polling day. But anyway, he could join the 9.4 million people of working age unable to work currently.
Yeah, but that's because there's lots of people vying for he's the leader of the Tory party, because you got one part of the party who support him, the other part of the party try to get rid of him.
I mean, yeah, well, they're never happy, are they?
The far right are trying to get in there. They're very similar
We'll move on to Farage and
The far right of the Conservative Party. They're trying to get rid of Sunak because
aren't they the ones sort of chucked in the towel and are part of the 78 are leaving?
Yeah, but that's some of them that's gone to leave.
Okay.
Some of them have gone to reform.
Right, and some of them just know that they're going to be without a job in a month's time.
Yes, and then some of them have gone to Labour. They've crossed the floor.
Yes.
So there's those as well. So you've got to remember there's a few of them who disappeared and going to disappear.
Well, of course, it's time we did have a choice, because we've had a number of prime ministers since the last one was elected. But of course, let's have a little look. Who have we got in this election? So,
got the Green Party.
Well, I'm told they reckon they could double their number of seats in Parliament and actually have two.
Really?
Yes.
Their policies are
And out of 650 seats, I don't think two is going to give them the opportunity to implement a manifesto and run the country.
Yeah, but their policies are rubbish.
The policies are rubbish.
And if they were so good, why have they only got one MP?
Exactly. So, of course, we've got Labour and Conservative, of course. The Lib Dems, they reckon they might snaffle a few seats, perhaps 50 or so.
They might do, because they did really well a few years ago when they was in the coalition, so you never know.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, we've got the SNP in Scotland. God. I wonder how they'll fare now Jimmy Cranky's given up and desperately trying to disassociate herself from the RV that was parked in the front drive for so long.
Yeah, that she said that she claimed... It wasn't hers.
That
the money went missing suddenly
from party funds
at the same time when that arrived in front of the door.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ. And of course, there's reform. What can we say nice about reform?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's a very chill answer.
Well, reform now headed up.
They have Nigel Farage. I mean, I don't agree with him at all, but he has said some things that are sensible, right?
You just can't remember them.
I can't remember what they were. You might know.
Well, I'll try and think of one during the course of this.
Yes.
I can't make any promises, mind.
You really can't make any promises.
Well, I can't make any promises. I can think of anything nice that he said. Anyway, Reform, now headed up by one Nigel Disruptor Farage, who was, of course, the real architect of Brexit, the referendum instigated by the Tory party.
Very true.
Because they were in fear at the time of Mr. Farage's influence, as they are again right now. He's become the leader of Reform. But
they're quite high up in the polls now, aren't they?
Well, they are just a point away from where the Conservative Party are. So anything could happen in this election.
It's growing.
Yes, more of a shower, a grower than a shower.
Of course, you had to go there.
Reform, a grower than a shower.
Of course, you had to go there.
Well, this is true.
What's next?
I don't really relish the thought of Reform as a government. I don't know about you.
No, I don't think they'll be very good at the government. They won't get in.
No, it kind of solicits for me that feeling one has when one thought they were just breaking wind, only to find out it was much more messier than flatulence. That's sort of how they leave me feeling. So, and especially as Mr. Farage thinks Donald Trump is a bit of a cool guy. How he can make that conclusion, just keep calling him the Donald. Anyway, thus far, let's have a little update to where we are. So far, we've had a bit of Rishi Sunak, haven't we?
Yes.
Who in the first week claimed that his government had restored economic stability.
Really?
But forgot to mention it was his own party in government that trashed it in the first place, under the brief stewardship, of course, of the extra from Lord of the Rings, Liz Truss.
Yes.
Who would look more at home on the back of a child's pencil.
Yes.
Clearly she was incapable of the office of Prime Minister.
But she didn't last that long anyway.
44 days.
Was it 44 days? You showed, remember, 2 weeks of that was in mourning.
10 days of that was in...
The mourning for the Queen.
Not in mourning of a decent Prime Minister.
No, it was in mourning of the,
that's
the Queen.
Right, that's so right.
She didn't last that long.
That's right. With 10 days of it was spent busy, mostly talking about how Philip Schofield and Ollie Willoughby managed to get through a side entrance to see the coffin.
Hello.
Which I still don't think the Queen was even in, but we never won't go
I
there.
I don't think she was in.
Don't you think she was
no,
in?
No, let's not go there.
No. I mean, how long was she supposed to be lying in state?
Don't know, but a week and a half?
Tell you what. I won't fancy leaving that bit of salmon that we've got for dinner out for a week and a half.
Good, be a good fridge that was underneath there. Industrial fridge to keep her fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, carry on. What's next? What have we got?
Anyway, every time, of course, Mr. Rishi, I'm hanging on to this job by my fingernails, Sunak, makes one of his speeches, as he has done in the last week.
He lies.
You can't believe lies, yes, but you can't help notice that he's come up with that same kind of robotic response and script, which Tory campaign managers seem to think must be a winning formula. And so it kind of reminds me of Theresa May. You remember May? That one who wasn't very good with tower block fires.
Yes. Yeah, well, what did he say? What did he say in his speech in the
she
debate
was the
last
Maybot,
week?
Wasn't she?
Yes, in the speech last week when he said that.
He always says he's the only one that will ensure the security of the country and every family in it.
Yeah.
And then in the next breath, mentions he wants to bring back national service for 18-year-olds.
Voluntary, though. Only voluntary.
Voluntary, but not more compulsory. Like the scouts and guides rather than the army.
Not compulsory.
No.
If you're going to bring back national service, it has to be compulsory, not voluntary, because people are going to say, OK, well, I won't do it then.
Exactly. And, of course, a recent YouGov poll I've been reading projects a 194-seat majority for Labour, and around 40 seats for the Lib Dems, and all, of course, at the expense of the Tory. But as Farage has now officially entered the fray as leader of the Reform Party and contesting a seat in Clacton, which is possibly the most miserable seaside town in Britain, if you exclude Southend-on-Sea, of course.
You think he might get it?
Well, you know, I think Clacton was quite a hotbed of Euroscepticism before the referendum.
You never know, he might get in.
You could, you know.
He might get that seat in Clacton.
Well, it'll be his seventh or eighth go, you know, well, getting a, you know.
If at first he don't succeed, try again.
He's
try
had
again.
More success being the target of people who throw drinks and containers at him rather than success as getting voted in as an MP.
I think he might be, you never know. You never know.
According to the same poll, they're not predicted to win any seats.
So what has Sunak been up to then?
Well, Sunak, what's he been up to? Well, apparently in an interview that he we'll go there in a minute because, of course, there's a little bit of an issue that emerged last week, wasn't there?
Yes.
Because you had the commemorations for D-Day.
Yes.
And
important to the country and to people of the country.
Exactly.
Especially people like you because your granddad...
I thought you were going to say our fault in the war.
Your granddad.
My granddad died in the First World War. Yeah. So this was for the Second World War.
I know, but it's still important because people are...
One after the First
War. Yes, I do know.
Before the Third that we're about to enter.
Yes, I know, but it's important to people because it's their family.
And it is.
This guy
it is.
Apparently left to go to an interview, didn't he?
Well, yes. He said he went to the D-Day commemorations, but seemingly bored with the speaking to the centenarian veterans, unless, of course, they've discovered the elixir of life, will not be around for the 85th anniversary. No. But decided he was bored with that, and he thought popping back to England to have a little chat to ITV on a one-on-one interview was a valid excuse. But then, of course, as it's transpired today, he turned up for that late... And then blamed the D-Day commemorations for being late.
Yes, but then he said he talked to a lot of veterans. But that's not true.
But he didn't talk to enough because some felt very left out.
Exactly.
And
the Prime Minister didn't talk to them.
But really, he came back to wriggle out of a lie that he created in the first week, claiming that if a Labour government was elected, they'd increase taxes
by
£2,094 for every working family in Britain.
Which is not true.
And it was a lie, proved to be a lie.
By the...
And so, nice to know...
By what department? The department?
Oh, I don't know. That Department of Silly Walks, maybe?
No, it was the civil service department.
Do you know there was a Minister for Common Sense?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, do you know who it was?
Who?
Esther McVeigh.
No way.
No, I mean, honestly, there's more common sense in an anal wart. Oh, really? Oh,
no, but
kid
was,
you not.
Wasn't it part of the civil servant
did the what?
Did the work.
Did the work.
Help me here.
I'm trying to help you.
Somebody from the civil service, what department?
Well,
he
claimed it was from the civil service, obviously the Treasury or whatever they call it.
That did the research.
I'd done all the work and done all the sums. And then, of course, the next day,
They calculated, of course, came up
with this sum of £2,094 per working family. But then the head of that department, the next day, made a statement. Hang on, I told you not to put... Like, this is nonsense. All rubbish.
And then they doubled down on it.
So then he came back, obviously, left the D-Day commemorations early, which he then had to apologise for, to do this ITV thing, to wriggle out and double down on the £2,000 claim.
And then all his other MPs came on TV and doubled down on that as well.
Exactly. And they doubled down on the double downs, and now none of them know where they are.
Yeah.
And
they're still being asked about it.
That's it. And... And in the same interview, I noticed I saw a clip which sort of says, what did he have to do without anything as a child?
Oh, yes.
And he came across as though he had a very deprived childhood, that being his mother owned a pharmacy and his dad was a GP.
Yeah.
But of course, they had to save for his education.
They think it's very poor.
He had to do without Sky TV.
Oh, that's just perhaps, sad. Yeah,
there you go. He had to do without Sky TV. But hey, I suppose.
How would he know what Sky TV was when he was what, 8?
It came out when he was 8.
Yeah, so how would he know what Sky TV was?
I don't know. He was probably already buying and selling them.
Probably.
Anyway, he had to get out of that one. And so I'd be interested to see
It's been all over the news, isn't it? I mean, that's going to be good for the debate tonight.
Exactly.
When they have the debate tonight, it's going to be hilarious.
That thing you showed me earlier, it was giving up the headlines of a newspaper on the board, you know, where they give away or something like that. It was a menu board.
A menu board in the street,
which said national piss shortage. Due to government taking it all.
Yes, it's from some website on Facebook.
Yes.
Very, very funny.
Yes, it is very funny, I say. But anyway, so what else have we had? Rory Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Now, he was Conservative MP, yes. And possibly Cabinet Minister.
Isn't he also an author as well?
He's an author. I think he has a podcast.
Yes, he has, yeah. Very, very nice man, very genuine.
So genuine, he had to leave the Tory party.
Because
he realised it wasn't a suitable place for genuine people.
No, but that's exactly what he says.
He said recently... We are witnessing the collapse of the Conservative Party, and that it all started with Boris Johnson, whom he describes as manifestly unfit, a comical, dishonest buffoon.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, isn't it?
We've always thought he was like that, but it's nice to hear that a former Conservative party member has actually come out and said it.
This is it.
This is really good.
They're good at things like clown shows and sideshow, aren't they? You know, when you think about it. It is a bit like a flaming circus. We got Penny Mordaunt, of course. Penny Mordaunt. We'll go back to Penny Mordaunt.
Yes, she was the ex-magician.
I'm coming up with that because I've got some questions for you on that.
Have you questions for me?
I've got questions for you. What's this test?
This is a test.
It's the chase.
It's the chase.
Yeah. I reckon if you eat a few more cakes, you'd be all right for going on the panel.
Excuse me?
Well, of course, they're all...
How very dare you.
How very dare you. Anyway, last Friday,
we saw the second of the debates...
Mm. This time without the leaders, of course, the dregs. They gave the leaders... supposedly without the leaders, they had the two main leaders, but the other sub-leaders were given a bit of a chance.
Yeah.
There were seven of them, seven-handed group of footwits, ranging from Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Of course, his sole aim in life is to stop anyone from getting into Britain, either illegally or illegally.
Angela Rayner.
We'll get there. Yes, honestly, those poor migrants, really. If they knew how bad things were here, they'd probably just give me the ticket and I'll go straight to Rwanda.
That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to give them the ticket as soon as they come off the boat.
Does it? Yeah. And without stopping in, for anybody who doesn't know what the Rwanda policy is now,
it's very clean.
Probably best to look it up. Yeah, you're right, you know.
We saw that program, it's very clean.
Yes. All 18-year-olds in Rwanda have to give up their Saturday mornings.
Oh, 18 and over.
18-year-olds, isn't it?
I'm doing a Penny Mordaunt, aren't you? 18 and over.
she's poking a finger at me, you know. See what I mean?
18s and over.
18s and over have to go out cleaning picking up any litter. And what did they say? They banned plastic bags.
Banned plastic bags completely.
There you go. There you go. Anybody think of getting on a boat and coming here to England, I suggest why not bother with the Mediterranean and then the Channel and everything that's in between. Just book yourself a ticket straight to Rwanda. It's very clean.
And they're quite welcoming.
And apparently they're very welcoming, which I'm quite sure. And but there you go, you see. So... that's Rwanda policy, of course, was where this government decided it'd be a good idea to give the Rwandan government about £500 million of our taxpayers' money.
And don't send anybody
to
there.
To send a bunch of people over there that having processed them here, and they would end up... And this is to dissuade further people coming across in boats.
But it didn't work.
But so far, nobody's been.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
We've had a few Home Secretaries go, but they came back.
Yeah, but it didn't stop anybody from coming here in the boats. So it was nonsense.
No.
It's a nonsense policy.
So, and they reckon it'll only be a matter of a few hundred people that they get to send there. Cost of 500 million, it works out at just around £2 million per body. He could have actually bought them all a villa in Spain and trousered the difference, about half a million quid for a nice villa in Spain. Give them a bit of spending money and save the rest. Spend it on the NHS.
Unbelievable.
The NHS that are... I needed an operation from, but unfortunately this...
Forget the money that they've given to France, the border force up France.
Oh, yes, but of course there's another 500 million or so they've given to the border force in France.
More money gone
out
of our taxpayers.
Exactly. Why didn't they have the 500 million and spend it on the border force, like Keir Starmer's proposing to do in the election?
Yes, he's giving it to the border force in this country so we can actually...
So, anyway, back to the second debate. We had, of course, Mr. Farage and the leader of the Green Party with the one seat. And then, of course, we had representing the Tories, Penny Mordaunt.
With the SNP from Scotland, the new...
Yes, but SNP Penny Mordaunt, let's talk about Penny Mordaunt. Penny Mordaunt and her new bleached hair, her rigidness... The more lacquer, so much lacquer, a flaming hurricane force wind
should have been
wouldn't have moved it.
She
and that's a theory that got tested.
She reminded me of Debbie Harry in Hairspray. She had more lacquer on that hair. Mm. That wig was so high. She's a hair hopper, as they call her.
Yes, all right.
She just looked ridiculous. I mean,
well, she's ridiculous. I mean,
trying to look like Margaret Thatcher.
Trying to look, well, this is what she's moulded herself. This is it, you see. There's trusted the same.
Yes,
you notice
her hair got higher.
They think, these people think in the Tory party, the best thing to do in order to become the next Prime Minister and look like the leader,
if
you're a woman, that is to start talking like a man.
Lower their voice.
Lower their voice. Sorry, all you woke brigade, but hey. You know, they do, they lower the voice. Why?
Margaret,
what's wrong with being feminine?
Margaret Thatcher lowered the voice so she can be
this
more
is
dominant.
It. Yes. It's got nothing to do with the amount of time she sucked Dennis's cock then.
No.
Oh. Well, anyway. then there was Claire Rayner, of course. Claire Rayner was on that second debate, wasn't she? Because Claire Rayner?
No.
Angela Rayner. There
Claire
you
Rayner,
go. Claire Rayner.
Host Good Afternoon, Claire Rayner.
Good Afternoon was a TV programme
in
Britain. In the late 70s. Matt
Claire
is showing
Rayner.
His age, aren't you? Sorry, Angela Rayner. Angela
Claire
Rayner,
Rayner.
Who obviously is so memorable.
She's not related.
No, but she's so memorable I can't even remember her name.
No, she's a
properly.
Good MP.
But she's all right. She's a bit chaffy.
Oh! She's not chaffy.
But she's better than Mordaunt. Sooner than her any of those. At least she's real. She keeps
she's
it
real.
Real.
She's real.
And even though she's had a few, trials and tribulations of herself recently.
Yeah,
Tories trying to claim that she
yeah,
sold
that
the council
that,
out.
That was nonsense. It was absolute nonsense.
This is it, yeah.
They made a big, big thing about her nothing. It was
so,
nonsense.
But anyway, you had Paul Mordaunt.
Yes, waving a finger.
Pointing a finger, poking a finger at Angela Rayner all night. Wouldn't shut the fuck up. Bit
and,
like me.
And the woman, the person that was presenting the programme that's supposed to keep them in check, was letting her make a speech. And
every
wasn't
time.
Controlling it.
I know.
And she was terrible.
Oh no!
And then she doubled down on the £2,000.
Well, she had to, didn't she?
And then she told that
she's the magician's assistant. But let's face it, she ain't going to be able to magic the Tory party out of the shit.
Not the seat that she's going to magic her seat back, would she?
No.
And the thing is, she didn't tell her off until after the ad break. And I'm thinking, what's that about? You should have told her at the time because
she was a bit useless.
She was
the moderator.
She was awful.
Whoever she was.
She was awful.
Awful.
I mean,
anyway,
you need somebody strong. You know, somebody like, you know, the old
an old broad.
No, not the old broad. No, like I'm talking about
like Paxman.
Like Paxman. Fiona Bruce is good.
Paxman, who allegedly
Fiona Bruce is good. What about the old one? What's his name? The one that Brian Walden was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Walden.
Well, he's not been alive for God knows how many decades.
I know. You're talking about the old guard who he's never able to get away with anything.
For those...
Oh, no, don't say
For
it.
Those who don't remember Jeremy Paxman, or don't know Jeremy Paxman, if you're listening outside of the country, he was a very formidable journalist and...
also did University
Quizzer. College. Quizzer, if you like, of politicians on political programmes. But most famously and memorably for me was his last interview with Silvio Berlusconi, where he posed the question to Berlusconi, did you ever say that Angela Merkel was an unfuckable lard ass? It's true. Ladies and gentlemen, this is true. Anyway, we had, of course,
guy from the SNP.
We had the guy from the SNP.
What was his name?
John Swinney. Swinney?
Swinney? Yeah. John Swinney, bald head geezer.
Bald head geezer.
Yeah, that's the one.
We'll just call him the bald
head. Bald head geezer.
Bald head geezer.
Bald head geezer.
Basically, it was just 90 more minutes of ill-tempered cobblers, wasn't it?
There was supposed to be seven of them.
Seven of them.
Does it really matter?
I don't think it really does
no,
it?
No. It wasn't that good anyway.
Oh, it was cobblers, wasn't it? Yeah. It was rubbish.
You were saying that about the magician's assistant tried to magic her currently drowning. She's currently drowning, but Atlas can't tell her. What's that about?
Well, I was about to say, you know, as I said earlier, she's got as bad. She can't magic that her being a magician's assistant. I don't know why she keeps putting herself in the mix. I mean, even Penn and Teller couldn't get the Tory party out of this stinking mess.
She fancies herself as a leader.
She's probably going to lose her seat.
She's going to lose her seat
with a bit of luck, you know. But it just shows you what a mess we're in. It really does show you what a mess we're in. It was just 90 minutes of bollocks. We've got the same again tonight, although...
No, this will be good.
Well, hopefully.
Because you've got Beth Rigby. She's very good. She's quite tough. She doesn't let them get away with anything.
So
she will be on their case. She will be. I think she'll be good.
Well, you know what? I don't know about you, but I kind of get a bit fed up of every time I turn the TV on. There's some flaming silly photo opportunity. I mean, what we've seen, Ed Davey, leader of the Dim Plebs, the Lib Dems.
Jumping in the water all the time.
Well, he's been seen falling into water in different guises over the last fortnight.
To be fair, he's doing it for a reason. He's doing it to make a point, isn't he, about the the sewage that's in the lakes and in the rivers. And so he's making a point about it. So
making
a
point, here's me, I'm happy jumping into other people's shit.
That's true.
Mm.
So maybe he's making a point about it, but, you know...
It's not a very clever point, though.
No, he's a bit silly, because people...
It's like Sunak announcing the election in a rain and not holding an umbrella.
Well, it's just stupid.
What kind of stupidness is jumping into a fucking sewage-filled river?
The thing is, people are not going to remember what he's doing it for. They're just going to think he's a stupid man.
They'll just remember what he smelt like when he climbed back out.
Exactly, they don't care. People that are going to vote ain't going to realise that he's doing it for... If you saw some of the people they interviewed for asking them about what they think about the election from Grimsby, that will tell you everything.
Grimsby. That says it all. It's in the name, isn't it? Grimsby.
Some of them...
Like Scunthorpe. You wonder who put the S in Scunthorpe.
One guy said...
Try spelling it, folks. See what I mean.
One guy said in the interview... Oh, when Boris came up here, he was like a superstar. Really?
Oh, no.
I mean, please.
Oh, God, honestly.
It's like, what's that about?
See, we've got a problem in this country, folks. And I know you've got the same problem in the USA. Ding, 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 ding. We've all seen Justified. We know you've got the same problem, and of course, the similarly.
That goes with that. You know, you go ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
Bargain love in Britain, bro.
You and I are doing this on our sofa Sunday special, a chat about holidays.
Yes.
And what we find on holiday.
Yes, that's another time.
Mm. quite scary, really, isn't it?
Very scary. But any road up, as you normally say.
Well, this is it.
any road up.
So what else is there? So Ed Davey in water. Oh, we've seen Rishi Sunak laying bricks. It's a metaphor for the fucking Great Wall he's got to climb to win.
Or the high-vis jacket.
Well, they're all... It's all high-vis jackets and...
No, and yesterday and, he was in, and, he was in school, and, wasn't he? He was back
in... No, he was in a pub at one point.
He was in school. He was talking to some students in the secondary school.
You should have thought he'd have learned after that silly photo opportunity a couple of years ago.
Oh, with the car.
When he was supposed to be filling the car up with petrol, and it wasn't even his motor, it turned out.
Oh, yes, it was somebody else's. It was
somebody else's car.
Somebody else's car, yeah. What a idiot.
So, you know, I mean, what can you say about that? They're all at it. Starmer has come across a bit more stiff and. Boring.
No, but he's
But isn't that what we need?
But he's sensible. He's sensible, as you normally say. He's very forensic because he used to be a barrister or a lawyer.
Judge.
That's it.
Judge.
So yeah, he's a bit more sort of intelligent, and he knows what he's doing. He's got a plan. They've costed their manifesto. Everything's costed. They know where the money's going to come from.
I mean, you never...
And he has spoke about it. This is what annoys me when you see these people on TV that they vox pop in the street and they ask them a question. Well, I don't know what the Labour's got to say. I don't know what we've got to say. They've not said anything yet.
I don't want to talk about politics!
That's another story. Yes,
well, that's a story for another day. We met this... Well, I will tell it now, but tell you, fuck but it.
We'll expand it when we...
We'll expand further on
in another tell show. A story but now.
Basically, every time we go away on holiday, we do try and avoid British tourists, you know, your typical British tourists. There's many reasons why, which we can't go into now because it would take too long.
Yeah.
But anyway, you come across them, and we usually stay in nice hotels. We don't really go out very much.
Some of them sneak in.
but somehow, some of these people do get in.
Because they get
in. And they're usually my age group, unfortunately. White, northern male is normally the routine. Well, this particular couple we came across a couple of months ago, before the election was announced, I said, "Oh, I saw this couple. I went next to them in the bar." And I went, "Oh, you're English. Yeah, we're English. England is going to the dogs." So anyway, that's all we ever. You see, they moan. They go on holiday to moan about all the things they. Britain's gone to the dogs. Right. really? So, Tory Parliament.
And the boats.
And
the boats.
It's the boats. The boats coming across. And then,
that was it. Didn't make any sense, though, that we were talking about, did it?
It didn't make any sense at all. And I looked at his elderly wife and said, "And what about you, madam?" And she put her hands over her ears and went, "I don't want to talk about politics."
And continued to keep her hands over her ears because she didn't want to hear you say anything.
This is it. And it really encouraged me to carry on going. I mean, what do you expect?
That's what happened. You just
you always get it, but you know that's for another day because there's many stories.
Yeah, it's many like stories that. From that. Yeah.
Including the lady from Birmingham. Do you want me to tell?
We'll tell it next time.
You're gonna really enjoy it.
Time, yeah, that's a holiday.
I mean, it's funny because it looks to me as though it's this election is kind of Starmer's to lose.
Yeah.
Right, and. But he won't lose. But it's wide open.
It is, but because he won't you lose. Can
reform a climbing up like a fucking flaming ivy on a damp wall.
He won't lose, Starmer. He won't.
Well, I don't think he'll lose.
No, I don't think so.
But
I think
he'll lose. It could be they reckon the worst.
It's not Jeremy Corbyn, so.
Oh.
Yeah, let's not talk about him because it's a nightmare.
I'd rather not. No.
It's an absolute nightmare.
So. Well, anyway, I think it's time for me to wrap it up. We'll have a little tete-a-tete Perhaps after the next week to see what's happened in between.
Yes, and see what the debate's like tonight.
See what exactly.
Because it might be very interesting to talk about that after it's happened.
But I'm going to kind of leave the audience with a little something.
Like what?
What?
A little something like what?
Do you need touch of syphilis? No.
What are you saying?
A little something by way of.
Singer, yeah?
No, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, okay.
What would I sing?
I don't know.
Well, I can sing.
We're going to sing then.
But, you know, we'll have even less listeners left than we've got now.
That's great singing, but that's another podcast.
Anyway, in reality, this election won't be won by intelligent and reasoned politics.
Yes, that's, if you include the people that are going to vote, then no.
Neither. You read my mind. Or my page.
No,
neither will it be won by...
I haven't seen your notes, mate.
One always must have notes.
I haven't seen them.
If not...
I'm blind. I come into this blind.
Go into this blind, and like most of the electorate, they'll be leaving the electron blind.
Yes.
In reality,
yes,
this election won't be won by intelligent and reasoned policies. Neither will it be won by respective leaders running around the country kissing babies,
yes,
donning high-vis jackets.
Tell it.
And engaging in really ridiculous photo opportunities.
Oh, there we go.
And thank you for that text and interruption, whoever the fuck you are. There's probably nobody. Probably after all...
Notification, probably.
After all, no party really wins an election. An incumbent government simply loses one.
Tell it.
So... it's far too long to delve into why this governing party has arrived at such a disastrous destination. It's enough to fill a whole series of episodes.
Preach.
And we have gone there and we'll go there again, no doubt, at the end of this one.
Yes.
But this general election, like most others, is going to be decided by a plethora of a particular type of British voter. Yes.
Ooh.
The thick bastards.
Bridge.
Those that think Boris Johnson did a good job delivering the pandemic and was a jolly sort of bloke. Those that liked Ed Miliband but said they didn't have any of his albums. And those who really don't know anything about politics, claiming it has nothing at all to do
with
their life. It doesn't affect their lives at all. So they won't bother voting at all, right? And that's British democracy, folks.
Yeah.
And when this election is all done, nothing will have really changed, as it hasn't much over our entire lifetime. Not since my balls dropped, at least. I don't know about yours.
Nice analogy.
I'd rather have English democracy and the threat of continued incompetence than what you're facing in the USA.
Oh, gee.
Because, mark my words, if Trump's re-elected, we're all off to the gulag.
Mm.
And the American dream will turn into the worst nightmare imaginable. So, until the next time we hash out what the fuck is going on with our own election, look after yourself and each other while you still have the chance.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is it time for another cup of tea?
Well, you're making it then.
Well, I suppose it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Cheerio, folks.
Cheerio.